It is News with Nick, episode for August 19th, 2016. We are here live at Andrew's birthday party where I have decided to sit in the studio alone while everyone else listens to the bonfire go. Oh God, there's a flame coming toward me. You know how the bonfire, it explodes and then sometimes there's a spark and it's going and I always hope it lands on someone and burns their leg when they're not looking. Do you guys hope for that?
Why such a minor incident? Why wouldn't you hope that it would like drift over to a wood pile? My name's Brett, by the way, schoolsexproject.com.
I'm editing that part out.
Okay.
Oh.
Sorry. Drift over to a wood pile.
Yeah, why wouldn't you want, if an ember is going to drift around and in a mischievous way, why do you want such small scale destruction?
Passive aggressive.
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like I don't know. It's just like someone's like, oh, my leg just got burned. Bitch. Fuck. Oh, my God.
Most people are wearing pants, Nick.
You guys take over. No, hang on. I got it. So I'm trying to use Puke's Mac. And,
Yeah, you do what you need to do. Erica, let's do a party food review.
Ooh, I like it.
All right. So we're at a party, and I got here. I was the first one here thinking I was fashionably late, but because I got here at 6, and I got here before, like an hour before anyone else.
Oh, yeah. I was supposed to start at 5, and I was like, I'm late because I'm here at 7:15.
Yeah.
And then Brett gets here an hour late, and you're like, you're the first person, apparently.
Mm-hmm. I know. And I was like, I thought I was late. They're like, you're the first one here. And I said, why does everyone have to act so cool? They can't, like, the event says 5. Why can't you just come to the party at 5?
I think it's adult. It's adult. Everyone's getting into the adult phase. It's just...
I think it mostly has to do with the fact that it's still Friday and people get off work at around 5. Erica, work?
Yeah, 5:30.
Got to touch that mic with your lips.
Thank you.
People do work. So there was no food, and I was really worried.
We're off to the download races in today's Xfinity X1 Challenge.
Well, this is bad.
The same show,
it's a commercial.
Download.
Nick, News with Nick has commercials.
That's fairly impressive.
I think you just need to close whatever window's open.
Keep going, Brett. Sorry.
So, I was worried there was no food, but then food started showing up, and I made some nachos. What do you think of the food?
I think your nachos are great, and generally that is the rule with a Ellen and Andrew party is that you need to bring awesome food, and there's always awesome food, and and there's always alcohol there, it seems, when you get there.
Right. And you want to have some food if you're going to be drinking, you know? I remember those parties we used to have in college. There would never be any food.
No.
It was all booze, and man... Did we get sick?
So they didn't bring food? They just brought
a backpack.
Straight elk?
You put your beer in a backpack and you can... Well, I mean, this is at campus, of course. You walk around and
Yeah. And when I was in high school and going to a party, I had my mom to be like, Brett, bring a power bar. But in college, you don't have your mom anymore.
You went to parties in high school?
Mm-hmm.
I was a huge dork.
Oh, yeah. No, I didn't go to any... I was like, there was parties in high school? Someone.
We would go out in the woods.
We talked about this on a previous show. Our guest Ben Pratt apparently always went to the parties in high school where I was at, and I never did. So there's that. All right, on to the news. A man who won $3 million on scratch-off lottery game last year in Waycross, Georgia, invested all of his winnings in a crystal meth trafficking ring, federal prosecutors say. His name is Ronnie Music Jr. He pled guilty to federal drug trafficking and firearm charges during a plea hearing last week. Evidence presented in the case suggested that Music worked with a group to gain access to and distribute methamphetamine throughout Georgia. Let's see what the video has to say.
It's everyone's dream, winning the lottery. But what do you do with the money once it's in your pocket? One Georgia man took his $3 million in lottery winnings and then invested it in a crystal meth ring. Ronnie Music Jr. pleaded guilty to federal prosecutors on Tuesday. He would buy the drugs and then supply it to others who would resell it at a profit. Music and his conspirators attempted to sell about 11 pounds of crystal meth with a street value of more than $500,000.
All righty. That was the first news story. What did you guys think of that dumb news story? Sorry. That was we're starting off slow. You know how you do these races? You start off slow and then you go faster? That's how we're doing it today.
Blah, blah, blah.
No, you just go
accelerate.
Fast as you can from the beginning.
This reminds me of a venture capital firm that I wanted to start called Betting Against Humanity. Where all the things that people invest in were, just based on the idea that human beings are terrible.
Okay. So, I don't know.
It's betting against humanity.
But I don't know how the money would come.
I think you watched a little bit too much TV.
I watched a little bit. Oh, he did.
He did.
He was like, I've got money. What's the best place? Yep. Blue meth.
My God. He was probably like in the middle of Breaking Bad. That's exactly.
Everyone who's watched Breaking Bad wants to make meth.
Well, it's either that or sell RVs.
Okay. Maybe. I wonder if it got more people into the chemistry field. Like, they were like, I'd really like to take chemistry now so I can learn to make that meth.
Yeah, Ellen always goes, I'm going for chemistry. I could make LSD in the basement. And I go, that sounds bad.
Andrew's like, yeah, sure.
Well, wait. So
How many meth makers do you think actually major in chemistry, though?
How many LSD does she have to sell to buy me a Porsche?
Like two. They're really expensive.
Are they?
A Malawian man who bragged about having sex with underage girls to initiate them into womanhood has been arrested, authorities say.
Nick Ryder.
I'm not Malawian, and I haven't been arrested.
Everything else may or may not be true.
Eric Aniva sparked social media outrage last week when he told local and international media...
People are outraged over everything.
I know. What the heck? This is not even a big deal. He told local and international media that families pay him to have sex with young girls to mark their passage from childhood into adulthood. Parents hire him when the girls reach puberty as a form of ritual cleansing, he said. He said he is one of many hyenas. And Eva said that men who get paid for such services are referred to as hyenas, adding that he's one of many in his community in southern Malawi.
Well, you can't judge other cultures are no better or worse than ours.
In an interview published last week, he told the BBC that he makes between $4 and $7 for each encounter.
So clearly the payment is just not really.
That's a lot more money over there, right?
But it sounds like a pain in the ass.
Because if all you eat is rice, how much is $7 of rice? That's a lot of rice, right?
I think it's more about the ritual, Nick.
And I think it's about the rice.
By the way, why would you ever have to pay a guy anyway?
Some girls are just 12 to 13 years old, but I prefer them older, he told BBC. All of these girls find pleasure in having me as their hyena. They actually are proud and tell other people that this man is a real man. He knows how to please a woman. He said while he's HIV positive, the family's paying him are unaware of his status.
Oh, no. Oh.
The story added that for cultural reasons, hyenas don't use protection, such as condoms. By the way, over there, condoms are like the intestines of a sheep tied on
the
end.
And it costs
right?
400 bags of rice.
We should do maybe we could team up with the Clinton Foundation and send them some palloons. Palloon is something you can pee in. I invented it.
Yes.
Following bettingagainsthumanity.com is the parent company.
Following the interview, Malawian President Peter Muthraki ordered his arrest and an investigation into others involved in the practice.
So, Nick, did you find this article during your normal internet searches?
I do a lot of searches that are related to the news. At a time when we as a country are making notable strides toward emancipation of the girl child. Wait a minute. It really says that. Strides toward the emancipation of the girl child. It is disheartening that within our borders are men, women, and whole communities who deliberately choose to abuse our girls in the name of culture. Those who continue to or might harbor thoughts to practice cultural practices that disorient our girl child, I have a message for you. Stop now or you will be on the sorry side of the law. Aniva, who lives in the Nisanje district, is in his 40s, and police arrested him Tuesday.
So how come you're not on the radio?
I'm sorry, what?
It seems to me you should be like an intern in a radio station, or you should have already.
That's the nicest thing any man has ever said to me. Sorry, what do you mean? That I'm talking correctly? Or are you making fun of me because I can't pronounce anyone's
name?
You're
very animated with your verbiage and your voice.
Well, radio pays like crap. Just ask Cody O'Connor and how well his life's going. So
he gets paid to do radio?
He used to until he was like, I'm too depressed to do it.
I don't even know who that is.
Let's see. Is there any more information? The man who was hired to have sex with children. So normally when we do the news show, what happens is that there's a camera on my face, and then there's also a camera on the screen, so people watching the live stream can also follow along with the news. This isn't the case today, so it's a little unfortunate because they can't see the picture of this man.
Hence, you're no longer being entertaining.
Oh, wow. He looks like OJ.
Yes. We also have this screen over on that screen, if anyone's wondering.
That's... Oh, no, he doesn't. Sorry. He looked like OJ from, like, a very sharp angle.
He's too shiny to be OJ. Too shiny.
You would be that shiny if it was hot.
Not that shiny.
This article says, in some remote southern regions of Malawi, it's traditional for girls to be made to have sex with a paid sex worker known as a hyena once they reach puberty. The act is not seen by village elders as rape, but as a form of ritual cleansing. Now, how do they know? Are they like, you must have sex and we must watch?
His nose also looks like someone said to me, draw the cartoon nose of an African man.
Wow. Okay.
I can't even keep up with you guys.
Well, we're professionals, Erica. I'm sorry. So Erica's very upset because she doesn't understand the talking thing. Let's see. Blah, blah, blah. I meet Erica Aniva in a dusty yard of his three-room shack in Nisanging District. Goats and chickens graze in the dirt outside, wearing a grimy green shirt and walked with a pronounced limp.
You realize that's normal.
This is the hyena?
Yeah. What's normal?
It's normal for them to have shacks with dust floors. I mean, if it's that.
Oh, yeah. Obviously, if you're in Malawi, you have a shack. Maximum, you have a shack, right?
Mm-hmm.
Minimum, you have an outhouse that was brought in by that company that does outhouses. Mm. And then a man comes by once a week and vacuums it out.
Wouldn't you have a car before you had a shack?
There's no roads.
I've seen them. They just drive across the desert.
A lot of people usually have a tire.
Okay.
Yeah.
I thought it was just Flintstones roads and you have to push the car with your feet.
They have a tire. They roll it with a stick.
They roll it and they jump on it and
try to
balance.
That's a whole different game.
blah, blah, blah. Aniva is by all accounts a preeminent hyena in the village. It's a traditional title given to a man hired by communities in several remote parts of southern Malawi to provide what's called sexual cleansing. If a man dies, for example, his wife is required by tradition to sleep with Aniva before she can bury him. If a woman has an abortion, again, sexual cleansing is required. So there are certain men whose bodies are cleansing. It's like detoxing, but it's like, you can detox me.
I think this sounds very made up by somebody in the man culture.
It's very interesting, right?
It's like detoxing, but you get HIV.
Well, yeah. So in America, we've got these things like we've got detoxing, we've got magnetic therapy, we've got blah, blah, blah. We've got all this stuff that people are like, I don't think that really is real. In Malawi, they've got sexual cleansing. This man's black, big peen can detox you.
You can't assume it's big, Nick. I mean, he has sex with adolescent girls.
Huge.
It can't be that big.
It's huge. I've seen
Have
it.
You ever been an adolescent
I've been
girl?
Over, I've
no,
been over
I don't
there.
Think so.
Skim through the article. Do you control find inches and just see if it says?
No, I don't know.
Okay.
We already read this quote. They are proud.
How do you qualify to be a hyena?
But they do say he's a real man. All these girls find pleasure in having me as their hyena, and they are actually proud and tell other people that this man is a real man. He knows how to please a woman. So,
no, he knows how to please a 13-year-old girl.
How do you please a 13-year-old girl? Go ahead, Erica.
I think for them, it's just that they are interested in the ritual of it.
We have a player 4 has entered the arena.
And she's all like, what are you guys talking about?
And her name is Go.
Melissa.
Is it on? I don't know which knob it is. Brett is in charge of the knobs.
Melissa, speak into the mic.
Hello. Hello, hello. Hi. Is it working?
Yeah, again? It's fine. Yeah, we're good.
Yeah, you're good. You're good.
So Andrew jumped in here and then he left.
Because Nick was talking about essentially molestation.
All right, whatever.
See how that's an uncomfortable subject?
It's not. It's fine.
So do you, on your new show, do you offer solutions to these stories? Or, like, this is what we should do? Like, bad news plus an action plan.
Go ahead, Brett. 15 seconds to offer the action plan.
I don't know. I don't think I know enough about the story. I need to know more about their culture. Like, why do they think this is necessary?
I believe that that man's dick is the action plan. But he is arrested now. So, what if your hyena gets arrested? You're like, God damn it. My hyena got arrested. I got to go find another one.
Well, why would he get arrested if it's part of their culture?
He was arrested. The president arrested him.
HIV.
Oh, plus the HIV. Yeah, this is...
All right, so it looks like the president's on it. I'd say problem solved. It sounds like they have an action plan.
U.S.
Arrest hyenas.
All hyenas should be pre-tested for HIV and AIDS and any sort of sexually transmitted disease.
Wait, was he molesting a hyena?
No. You got to listen back to the show.
He is a hyena.
He's half hyena?
No, he's called a hyena. And what he does is he engages in sexual cleansing of young females in the village. It's part of their culture. Who are we?
Becoming
in the
womanhood.
West.
It's part of them to become a woman.
Okay.
To say we know how to do anything.
That is true, Brett. U.S. Olympic swimmers. Are you guys ready to move on from the hyenas?
Yeah, I was being sarcastic.
The only thing I know about hyenas is from Lion King. And
right?
I think that's how anyone ever... No one's even heard of a hyena except for the Lion King. If you see a hyena on usgeographicchannel.org, you're like, oh my God, like the Lion King.
Yeah.
And Hitler. Remember when Scar was all like Hitler?
Yep.
And they were like, we're going to kill that Jew, Simba.
I don't remember that.
Nick watched The Lion King.
All right, so next story.
I watched the dubbed version by Hitler.
Is this community fruit, by the way?
Yes, okay. Please.
These blueberries look amazing. They're so big.
Your nachos were community, and thus is the fruit.
That's too big. U.S. Olympic swimmer Ryan Lochte, Gunnar Bentz, Jack Conger.
You touch it, you got to eat it, mister.
And Jimmy Fang. That's what they say in the Malawi. Jimmy Fangin were robbed at gunpoint while in Rio de Janeiro overnight Saturday. NBC News has confirmed, following conflicting reports, including the IOC denying any incident took place, Lochte himself confirmed with today's Billy Bush that he and the other swimmers were
Did
robbed.
Did you not listen to the news on the way here, Nick? It's totally been debunked. They've had fines.
My man. Friend
oh,
that
wait.
I've been
you were building up to that?
We're robbed
okay,
at gunpoint.
Next story.
Lochte says, we got pulled over in the taxi. And these guys came out with a badge, a police badge, no lights, no nothing, and just a police badge. And they pulled us over, Lochte said. They pulled out their guns. They
hey,
told
Matt,
us.
Good morning. Ryan Lochte was on today, Friday.
Sorry, we'll listen to that in a second. So when I do my new show at home, I've got ad block, but I'm not used. There's no ad block here, so I don't know what to do. They pulled their guns. They told us to the other swimmers to get down on the ground. They got down on the ground, and I refused. I was like, we didn't do anything wrong, so I'm not getting down on the ground. This is Ryan Lochte. You guys know he's the second best U.S. swimmer in the world.
Wait, he claimed to be with other swimmers.
Correct.
Oh, I can't wait to hear how this turns out.
And then the guy pulled out his gun. He cocked it, put it to my forehead, and he said, get down. You know how they cock it in movies? They don't do that in real life, right? I don't even know how you cock
it. Yeah, I think you do have to cock
Have you not gone shooting with us?
Cocking a gun makes it easier to shoot.
No. That's just what they do in the movies.
If you have one that'll do it itself, but...
He cocked it. He put it to my forehead and he said, get down. And I got my hands up and I said, whatever. This is a real quote. He took our money. He took my wallet. He left my cell phone and he left my credentials. Let's see what this video has to say.
Good morning. Within 48 hours, he'd had a gun put to his head. We've retraced the route he took. And guys, you know, there are still many questions. Where is the taxi driver they were with? Why did he pull over?
Ryan Lochte partying.
Oh, they're showing
a
Snapchat.
Saying overnight, we are safe and unharmed. Telling today's Billy Bush in an exclusive interview, the robbers pretended to be police.
And we got pulled over in our taxi.
We got pulled over in our taxi.
And these guys came out with a badge, a police badge.
All right, we already read this quote. So they came out with the badge, the police badge, blah, blah, blah.
It sounds like they took too much of that meth. Why would you make up that story, Nick?
What do you mean? That's real.
It's not real.
Except for today. Or yesterday or whatever. Olympian Ryan Lochte fabricated robbery story, the Brazilian police say.
Wait a minute. Does that mean that he actually fabricated it? The Brazilian police are corrupt.
Yeah, of course they would say that. So how do we know?
Brazilian police say that Ryan Lochte and three other U.S. Olympic swimmers made up a story about being robbed at gunpoint in Rio. Officials said Lochte, Ryan Conner, Gunnar Bentz, and Jimmy Fangin were at a gas station the same night that they claimed to have been robbed. Rather, one or more of the four vandalized a gas station bathroom. There was no robbery the way it was reported or claimed by the athletes, the Rio Civil Police Chief said. Speaking in Portuguese, though, so we don't even know what he said. For sure. Because no person can speak Portuguese. Nope. So, guys, why do they speak Portuguese in Portugal and Brazil? That seems very strange.
Because it's beautiful.
Why is Brazil like, we're going to take that small country's
language? Do you think
language?
Brazil has always been Brazil?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I think Russia's always been Russia.
USSR.
I wasn't alive then. So was it really
and
called?
Then God created Brazil.
What was your question?
I wasn't even alive during the USSR. That was the real name of the country on a map. If you printed a map out, it said USSR.
Yes.
What's USSR mean?
Have you never heard the
Union of Soviet Socialist Republics.
So the country wasn't even called Russia.
No, Russia is a place in it. But the people, they were used pretty synonymously in the 80s.
I'm confused by your confusion.
So, Erica, I wasn't a lot. Like, as far as I've known, Russia's always been called Russia. And I
heard
this.
How old are you?
I heard this weird story about this thing called the Cold War or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, there was this country called the USSR and it was Russia.
Yeah.
But back then, if you printed a map out from the internet, it would have said USSR.
Well, okay,
on it.
So Russia, weird. Russia
yes,
was
it
the.
It says it's a big area. It says USSR.
I can't believe it.
And Russia would be within the USSR.
Just
Russia
like New Hampshire's within the United States.
Republic within the Union of Soviet Socialist Republics.
Oh God!
Most of it is nothing. Most of it is just barren wasteland correct. And frozen tundra. But then there's all these other little parts that have now broken off.
Okay.
And gone their own way, like all the Stan countries, including Afghanistan, which is actually why the Soviet Union fell apart, or a big catalyst for them. They fell apart because they were communist, and that didn't work. But one of the like the what's it called when you put something in a haystack and
needle?
It tips the scale,
the last straw.
The last straw.
Yeah,
Afghanistan was the last straw. The Soviets had to devote a bunch of...
It's when you put a donkey on a haystack and all the straw breaks.
Right, exactly. That kind of idea, you know?
All
and
right.
They have their own sayings over there. But right. Afghanistan, having to devote resources to Afghanistan was pretty much the end of the Soviet Union.
Interesting.
But they would say, I'm Russian. You
so,
know? But they would say, I'm Russian, like that.
So how did it get... like, one day, did you open the newspaper and it was like, USSR, now Russia?
No. When
did they switch over the maps on the internet is what I want to know.
1990, maybe? 1989, 1990?
There was just one day where it was like, now it's Russia.
Well, the focal point...
Kind of a struggle.
Yeah. The focal point of the whole collapse was East Germany, where the Berlin Wall was.
Uh-huh.
So there was East Germany and West Germany.
There was news coverage for that, Nick.
And when the Soviet Union fell, they broke down the Berlin Wall. And all the people from East Berlin went into West Berlin. And they high-fived. And they were free.
Like when we had North Carolina and South Carolina because of the slaves.
But mm-hmm. Seriously, Nick, how old are you?
29.
Although, you are not 29. Oh, wait. I've guessed your age before.
How old do you think he is?
We've done this before.
I am 29, though. Although a judge has not made a decision yet concerning charges, he said the swimmers might be charged with false testimony and vandalism. In theory, one or all of them might be charged with false communications of a crime and for damaging private assets, the gas station.
This is such corruption. This is outrageous.
I know, right? They don't even believe them.
There was a real sports special on Sochi. It is bad there. Has anyone else heard about this? It is so corrupt. They were taking poor people to build the stadium in the first place.
Yeah, we know. That happens all the time.
Yeah, well, that's what the...
That happened in Rio, too,
I pretty
I'm
much
sure.
Heard on the news, oh, look, guys, this is going to be a shit show. It's in Rio.
Oh, wait a minute. What is Sochi? Is that something else?
Sochi was last year's Winter Games.
Was that in Russia?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, so it happened there. It happened in Rio. It's very bad.
It is stupid that we keep moving this Olympics
this
around.
This is why they say, like, don't leave your room. Kind of like when you go on vacation in shady places. Like, don't leave the compound.
Yeah, we said this on a previous show. We need to find, like, four places that can do the Olympics, and we just need to rotate between the four. I'm sorry that not everyone gets a chance. It's not worth the risk. It's not worth the cost anymore.
What would you pick for those four? Okay, two.
There's four of us. What if we each get to pick one?
So the four would be London... there's got to be a place.
I like his idea.
There's got to be a place in the U.S., so probably go back to Salt Lake City, I would say.
Oh.
Or Atlanta.
Why?
I guess Salt Lake City.
Where did they have that great when the U.S. hockey team won? Where was that?
I'm not
Lake
sure.
Lake Placid. 1980.
So we can do London, Salt Lake City. We can do... Who's another cool country? Is Japan... Is China okay? Is Japan
Australia?
Okay?
Australia?
Japan... China is very dirty. Japan is very nuclear.
But someone's got to be Asian. We got to pick one Asian at least.
Why?
I'm just picking... We got to pick the four Olympic countries.
North Korea, of course.
Okay, North Korea...
There we go.
I think Kim Jong-un should run one.
What
I think
if they just did it all in Greece, where it started?
Yeah. And
that had that one several years ago, too. 2004, right? Was Athens?
Perhaps, yeah.
They had one in Oslo, Norway. That's Winter Games. You got to remember there's Winter and Summer Games.
I know. Salt Lake City was winter. Thank you.
What's with the mouse traps?
What's with the mouse traps, our guest says, because our guest...
I'm guessing they're mouse trapping their own fingers and parts.
Use them in lieu of clackers. You know, like the clacker. Like,
how do you start the show?
And
go.
Action. Action. No, wait. No, you do the clacker. Slate. Action. All right. So we can start there, Nick.
Conger and Benz checked in for a flight out of Brazil later on Thursday after testifying in the robbery probe. Feingen has not been interviewed yet. The FBI is working with real police and may seek a judge's order to have them question Lockday. Oh, my God. This is a big to-do about them peeing on a gas station, I'm going to assume. They just said, vandalized a gas station restroom.
That always means number one or two, not in the toilet. That's what that's a euphemism.
Sometimes maybe they were like writing on the wall.
Sometimes it's so bad you can't really do it.
Ryan Lochte was here.
What do you mean it's so bad you can't do it?
In the toilet. You cannot.
You just don't make it.
Oh.
Mm. Yeah, maybe someone that's had happened an accident to you, Erica? And they were embarrassed.
You had it so bad you couldn't make it to the gas station toilet.
No, not myself, but I
have. I've been in public restrooms that were so disgusting I tried to pee into the toilet from the doorway.
Oh. Wait, from the door of the bathroom or the door of the stall?
No, the door of the bathroom.
Nice.
Like at a gas station?
Okay.
So you stand outside the gas station, you get like a cinder block, and you hold open the door, and you just do your best.
Why wouldn't you just go behind a tree at that point?
Very good call.
I like how you always have a cinder block.
I wouldn't have had a story for the show if I just,
I totally peed myself when I was like 26.
Yeah.
You know you're how you get to the 26. Bathroom and you've been holding it for a long time, and like as soon as you get in, your body's like, "Yay, I'm here!" I had kept holding it and saying like, "Oh yeah, I just finished this thing and then I'll go." And by the time I walked into the bathroom, like I walked through the door, my body was like, "Yay, time to pee!" Oh. And I was like, "No, no, not yet."
How much
and
pee came out?
Enough. I wrapped my panties in toilet paper and stuck them in my purse, and I had a long skirt on, thankfully.
Enough.
So I was just like, fuck it.
My
skirt didn't get
away.
Wet. I was like, woo.
You've been having some close calls
drenched.
Too, right?
I peed yesterday in my pants.
Did you really?
Yes.
While you were running?
Correct.
Okay.
I was running and I was at mile 6.5 and I peed a little bit and I was like, God damn it, I peed.
You're maybe too dedicated.
Now, are you running by yourself?
Yes.
So why can't you just take it out, turn around, run backwards during the time it takes you to pee, which is like 30 seconds.
What if a car starts driving up the road and there's a man running backwards, peeing backwards?
Do you think the person in the car is going to mess?
You're running down the road, Nick?
Yes.
Yeah.
There's no trails, no...
I don't run trails.
Well, what if you're running down the road peeing in your pants and someone drives down the road?
I'm not
going to
pee in my pants for one reason. It might go into my shoes.
Ooh.
And those were expensive.
Next time, sweetie, go to the bathroom before you leave.
No, I think it's a problem that, like, running is very disruptive to many of your bodily systems, and you don't want to stop because you're trying to do it for... He's going for time. He's not just out running to, you know...
He's not trying to get fit, you mean?
I'm not being a gay faggot, yeah.
Yeah,
I'm not just running around.
He's timing his runs.
Yeah, he's trying to get fit.
Yeah, no, it's more than just that. He's racing himself.
Oh, why don't you just use a car?
Do you remember that song by Cake?
I went so much faster than I did running when I got in my car. I win.
All righty. U.S. Olympic swimmer Ryan Lochte apologized Friday for his behavior with three of his teammates over the weekend at a Rio de Janeiro gas station where police said at least one of the men vandalized the business and urinated on the premises.
Oh, they admitted it.
What if every time you urinated on the premises, they were like, you violated it? But you were like, it's in the toilet.
Do you have a barbecue on this?
Lochte originally said that he and his were robbed, blah, blah, blah. I want to apologize for my behavior last weekend, for not being more careful and candid in how I described the events of that early morning, and for my role in taking the focus away from the many athletes fulfilling their dreams of participating in the Olympics. He said Friday on Instagram.
More careful and candid.
He also said, it's traumatic to be out late with your friends in a foreign country with a language barrier and have a stranger point a gun at you and demand money and let you leave. But regardless of the behavior of anyone else that night, I should have been more responsible in how I handled myself. And for that, I am sorry to my teammates, my fan, and my fellow competitors, my sponsors, and the hosts of this great event. I'm very proud to represent my country in the Olympic competition, and this was a situation that could and should have been avoided. I accept responsibility for my role in this happening. So, bottom line, whoops.
And no. Have learned some valuable lessons. You didn't say that. I wonder what he learned.
I wonder if the countries that the Olympics are held in have to be like part of the, agreement.
What agreement? The agreement not to do hyena things?
Don't pee on stuff.
No.
Please talk into the mic.
I want to say NAFTA, but that's not it.
Yeah, that's North America. You mean NATO?
Yes, thank you.
No, I don't think so, because I don't think that many countries are in NATO, and I don't even know what NATO is. Brett, go ahead.
NATO is the, what do you know? National
Treaty Organization.
He's asking the audience.
NATO is a trade agreement, basically.
So,
no, NATO is not a trade agreement. NAFTA is a trade agreement. Yeah. How embarrassing. NATO is about a defense. It's a union of
a
countries.
A group of, yeah.
It stands for Comrades. The North Atlantic Treaty Organization.
Oh, I know all about this. I'm sorry.
All righty.
I knew you did.
It's hard to retain all this stuff that you learn. It's like, because it's so useless.
When you're 12.
Yeah.
So, bottom line, we don't know what happened. It appears that the best situation we can gather so far is that Ryan Lochte and like three of his friends went to this gas station, were drunk, peed on the wall or whatever, and then someone came out with a gun and was like, get out of here, you guys are jerks.
Hasn't this happened to Andrew before? Hasn't he been at gunpoint before?
Yes. Okay, we got too many people. And then he went back to the Olympic Village and he said, I was held up at gunpoint by these people. So we don't know. No one knows what happened, but he made something up. It made a big story. And then it was a big story that he made it up. It's been all over the news, and we still don't know what happened. Go ahead, Melissa.
I wasn't listening.
Well, you said something about guns.
Oh, well, I guess he did get a security guy pulled a gun on him and demanded money like for restitution for destroying property.
No one knows.
But it's still pretty shady. It's a twisted story. Who held up at gunpoint.
I believe that the police... No, it seems like case closed, you know?
You're going to go out partying late at night in a foreign country that's kind of shady.
Oh, I mean, they probably got some hookers from that Rio, right?
I don't think so, but I have heard stories like all these Olympic people do is fuck. It's
yes,
like a
Brett,
it's like a fuck fest.
That's 8 years old.
Is
I bet
that
they
true?
Don't. I bet they don't even. I'm with Melissa.
Why wouldn't it be true?
They're very athletic.
No. If you're gonna run fast, you got to hold in all your stuff.
They can't drink. They can't even drink caffeine.
Who says?
So they're all stuck together, with their young, hot bodies, wanting to party. And they say, how do we party?
Nick, what would you do? And hey, check out that ice gear chick over there.
You're away from home for the first time, so there's that extra like exotic component to it. And it's like, hey, guys, let's party with our young, hot, toned bodies. And then they say, well, we can't drink. We can't smoke. We can't have coffee.
I can't have pizza.
We can't
it's
do drugs. We can't do coke.
You can't eat anything.
We're already in Speedos. Let's fuck.
We're already in speed. We just came back from the swimming competition.
That sounds pretty legit to me.
Yeah. That's how it goes.
All righty. Sounds probably.
Why wouldn't they? Why wouldn't they? Give me a reason why they wouldn't
Nick,
all fuck each other.
You would. I mean, just come on.
What do you mean I would? I don't do that with anyone. I can't anyone see that part of me.
You wouldn't have an orgy with the men's U.S. men's swim team?
What are you talking about?
I mean, with the men's swim team and girls. Oh. And the women's gymnastics team.
Oh, well, they're 16, but...
You're in another country.
So it doesn't count.
Japan. Japan, the legal age is
13. I'd be like, I'm a hiker.
I don't know.
So the audience is yelling as well. And they're not even in Japan, Michael. They're in Rio de Janeiro. And you should know that, being a foreigner.
It does sound very party-like. Rio.
They're all minorities to me.
Yeah, I thought Rio was... I thought the only thing I knew about Rio was Angry Birds Rio. Right? I've never played Angry Birds. God. Melissa is stepping away from the microphone. Melissa, thank you very much for coming on News with Nick. We will continue the show after even the news is over, and we'll roll into another PCL after this. Go ahead, Michael.
Go ahead, what?
Michael has joined the podcast. What is up?
Not much, Nick.
Let's interview you about your job. What is your job, Michael?
Right now, I'm an independent contractor.
Wow. Are you on a website?
On a website? No, it's not necessary to have a website to be an independent contractor.
But how does anyone find you then?
I don't
you
want...
Ask, what does he do independently?
I don't want people to find me. Why would I want people to find me?
Wait. I thought the point of being a contractor was you wanted to get contracts.
I have a perfectly good contract for the meantime.
What was your job yesterday?
Yesterday?
What did you do?
It was providing goods and services to various markets.
You're gay.
East side of New Hampshire.
Stop it. I don't care.
So how's that swim team going for you, Nick?
Uber
British,
specific.
British daughter. Sorry, we're on to the next story. Who did that?
The audience.
Did you just do that?
No, Erica
that,
did.
That was a sound
sorry,
effect.
Erica,
who did my bit where you do the snoring sound?
That was a sound effect, Nick. That was the audience. Why haven't you told the story to the audience yet?
What story?
British daughter.
British daughter made up graphic details pulled from 50 Shades of Grey. A British father who is likely to face conviction for allegedly raping his daughter after she gave a graphic testimony of the attack was freed when it was revealed her dirty details came from 50 Shades of Grey.
By the way, it's very, I don't want to say boring, but it's very repetitively unrealistic.
Sorry, the book 50 Shades of Grey or the news show?
There's a news show?
We're doing the news show. It's not a news show called 50 Shades of Grey.
Yeah, but a news show, a news show usually has a book review segment. So, Erica, 50 Shades of Grey is unrealistic. How?
It just sounds extremely unrealistic.
Wait a minute. It sounds?
You read the book?
Yeah, of course I read the book.
So what did...
There's three, I think.
What did you read where you said, this is unrealistic?
I don't know. I feel like she orgasms in like... 12 seconds every time.
Some women do that.
That's what happens whenever I'm with someone.
Really successful lovers are able to perform to such an efficient rate.
Efficient.
12 seconds is like...
Man masturbation time?
And no, not even.
If I finish in 12 seconds, I'm like, that was great.
I
I've got way more time.
I think that was an exaggeration. I want to be more like...
I've got way more time for other stuff.
She was like, oh, this is awesome. Oh my God.
It also could be a misconception in regards to literature.
A misconception, he just said. He just said that. Name of the show.
I think your brain just said that, Nick.
Is the guy in the book a hyena? Like a real hyena type?
She with really powerful jowls.
So you read the whole book, Erica, you're
saying.
There's
three, I think. Yes.
No. Why do you keep saying there's three, I think? Did you read them or did you not read them?
When it comes to Harry Potter,
they just
seven
came out.
Books. I know there's seven books. Are there three?
You're a big fat liar. You're like Ryan
Lochte.
Whoa,
the movie just came out, Nick. The book has been out for a while.
Are you Ryan Lochte or not?
I'm just saying. It's a series.
How many of the 50 Shades of Grey books did you read, or are you confusing them with that thing on Netflix called Sextomaniac?
Okay, three. There's three books. One movie.
How many books did you read?
I read the entire series.
Trilogy.
Why do you keep saying, I think there's three?
Because it was a while ago, and obviously it wasn't really... I mean, it's one story broken up into three books, basically.
How many 50
this is
Shades
Nick doing a Google search
Grey
because he has never read the book.
Are there?
Why would you... Never mind.
I'm kicking you out of the studio if you're lying to me about reading...
I read the books. Hello. It's a chick thing from a chick perspective.
Your internet doesn't even provide a search. Are we even online right now?
Hang on.
This site can't be reached. By the way.
Nick, well, I like Nick how you
is figuring
like
out how to Google on a Mac.
The entire show click away from the story at hand
click on that, black
that I have never read.
Bottom toolbar.
That's a delicious power bar you have there, Brett.
This one?
Yes. This.
This is called a karate.
Karate.
C-U-R-A-T-E. Karate.
Okay, we're going to break because we need to figure out why the internet is off. All right, we're back for the second half. And by second half of News with Nick, I mean the finishing 5 minutes, because what happened was we lost the internet. And then I couldn't load any of the news links. Isn't that right, Erica?
That is correct, Nick. Nick cannot conduct a show without his news links.
Well, here's the problem. I save all the news as links, not as PDFs or stuff that I can read later. So I don't even know the news. I could read my links. And actually, I can't even now because this is what the page looks like.
You could make up news.
This site can't be reached. Docs.google.com. Well, when I make up news, that's what they call getting arrested. Nick has made up the news again.
I didn't realize podcasts were officially unregulated.
When we left off, we were talking about the 50 Shades of Grey incest acquittal. Last week, my client was dramatically found not guilty of 8 counts of incestuous rape over a 6-year period. This is directly from the lawyer's blog, by the way. His daughter had given a compelling interview to the police, and my client had absolutely no defense other than, "I did not do it. I was brought in very late, 2 days before the ground rules hearing, a week before the trial. The week before the trial, I spent hours poring over the papers and drafting 3 separate major legal arguments." This is, again, from the lawyer. "The complainant's interview was going to be really tough to crack. She had described not only what her father had allegedly done, but how her body felt as a result. The only odd thing was the use of certain words, phrases, and descriptions of how she felt, which seemed beyond her years. My first conference with the client was on the day of the trial. Most of what my client described..." So it sounds like she's a public defender or something.
Is it possible the girl used passage pieces from the
book? Would you stop? "Most of what my client described in response to the questions was unremarkable, apart from her favorite book, about a millionaire who takes a young woman under his wing and teaches her about art."
Her favorite book.
"He had no idea. He had no idea what 50 Shades of Grey was about. Neither I nor my instructing solicitor's representative had read the book."
Soliciting.
"My instructing solicitor's representative." I don't even know what that means.
"La."
"She bought a copy and overnight found too many striking similarities between the ABE, which is the police interview of the complainant, and the books to be a coincidence. On day 2, the judge adjourned at lunchtime so I could spend the afternoon and evening in detailed analysis of the similarities prior to my cross-examination of the complainant. I prepared a 2 to 3 hour cross-examination plan, followed by an addendum to our defense case statement. On the morning of day 3, I started my cross-examination, gently, to put the complainant at ease. She agreed her father was strict and that he was really annoyed... and that she was really annoyed with him for ruining her life. I then went straight to my final question, that she was so angry with her father that she had made all of this up. She wavered. I raised the striking similarities between her interview and the book. She suddenly broke, and I was absolutely right. She made the whole thing up because she was angry with her father and wanted to teach him a lesson. I asked her whether she had gotten all of her ideas from 50 Shades of Grey. She confirmed the book and others, which she named. After 7 minutes, we were finished."
Why would any chick do this to her dad? Because she's annoyed.
That's what girls are taught. If you're mad at a man, just claim 50 Shades of Grey on him.
No.
"He 50 Shades of Grey'd me."
Not at all, Nick.
I don't know. "The prosecutor re-examined each point. She was adamant that none of the allegations were true. The jury was given a break. The prosecutor took instructions and no evidence was then offered. The judge directed the jury to acquit, stating that this case is unique in the whole of his career of the bar and judiciary." So she made up a bunch of stuff, quoted 50 Shades of Grey, went to the police and said, "My dad did all these things to me."
So she screamed rape when rape didn't happen.
Yes.
Which is not new.
That happens never. I would never say that has ever happened, because that's... politically incorrect to say.
I believe that happens often. Did you not just say...
What?
You did just say girls are taught...
Talking to the mic, please.
Sorry, I have to swallow it to talk into it.
You have to swallow it?
Pretty much. So you did just say that girls are taught...
Yeah, by their mothers. to be like, just say dad raped you. Then we can have all the money and run away together. And then I can rape you.
Oh my God, Nick.
What?
Are you done with this news section?
Yes. So we have no more news because guess what? There's no internet, goddammit.
Yay.
Brett, go ahead.
There's no internet?
I can't figure it out. So maybe it's back.
No.
Dark twist on that last story. It was actually the dad that read Shades of Grey. 50 Shades of Grey.
Yeah, what if he did all of the things based on 50 Shades of Grey and then she described them that way?
Mm-hmm.
And he said, describe them exactly this way.
If she described them that way, she'd be describing them in erotic, sensual, she liked it sort of way, which would definitely not indicate rape at all. All
right, so you're really into the 50 Shades of Grey books, Erica?
No, I read the books. Like, you read a book and then you know what it's about.
How do you have time to read books?
I don't do podcasts.
Okay. How many books? What was the last book you read?
Probably a Dean Koontz book.
Dean Koontz.
Mm-hmm. Brett. Dean Koontz is a very popular author.
Oh, and what does he do?
He writes a lot of books.
About?
Like, crimes and excitements. I'm sorry.
It's more like supernatural kind of weird stuff.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I also heard a story recently about a mother and son.
Yes.
And they were estranged at birth.
Uh-huh.
So,
this
or
is gonna end
separated
hot.
At birth. Yeah. Oh, wait till you hear this. Because you're saying that it's a joke, but.
No, I know.
So, do you know this story?
No, but I know what happens in these stories in general.
So, they meet again when she's like in her mid-30s and he's 18. She was a teen mom.
Yes.
You know?
What?
I was just thinking about where this story's going.
And they even interviewed both of them. They were Hispanics. And he was like, so I went on a date with my mom and I was like, would you date your son? And then they cut to the mom in the story and she's like, I didn't even think I would want to date my son, but then I saw him and...
Wait, they knew they were mom and son.
They knew they were mom and son.
Oh, I thought this was one of those things where it was like you met up on Craigslist and you didn't even know.
And she's like, I just never wanted to be without him again. So I said, yeah, I'd probably date you even though you're my son. And then it cuts back to the son and he's like... And then I look at her and we are in the park and I lean over and I kiss her. It felt nice.
Where can people find the story if they want to hear more?
I heard about it on Ben Shapiro. So
okay.
He was playing clips of it.
This was recently?
And he was saying, shame on people who think this is disgusting. Shame on people who are like advocates of gay marriage but think this is disgusting. Because the only thing that like the reason why people say gay marriage is okay is because it's consent. So he's like an Orthodox Jew, so he's real conservative in that respect. He goes, if consent is the only standard for what makes a healthy sexual relationship, all of you people who are talking about gay marriage, shame on you. You're being hypocrites if you're not into this.
Gay marriage is way grosser than marrying your mom. That's what I'd say, especially if she's Hispanic.
You don't like Hispanic women?
No. But it's even grosser to be gay married.
All right.
All right. We got to end the news show because we are out of internet. We got to figure out what's going on. Maybe we will come back for another PCL later tonight that's not news related, although I had more news stories, but I can't do them. The internet's out. So this has been News with Nick for August 19th, 2016. Thank you for paying for the PCL and coming out to Andrew's birthday party. Everyone who listened to this, you can pretend that you are eating Brett's nachos if you go make nachos, which means you just put tortilla chips on a tray, and then you put cheese on them, and then you put peppers on them, and then you put pulled pork on them. And that's it.
If it was only that simple. There's a couple little secrets. Like, anybody can make nachos, but these are special. People rave about them.
Your nachos were solid.
And somebody will come up to me several times during the event. And
the nacho eating event.
The nachos are so good. Uh-huh. And then like 5 minutes later, like, Brett, I can't believe the nachos. So is it like a ton of work? Is it like making a baked Alaska? No. Is it like making filet mignon? No. But it does require a bit of craftsmanship. Trial and error, learning from your mistakes, always trying to perfect the recipe, trying different meats, if you know what I mean.
All right. Thank you for coming to the show, Brett.
My pleasure. Are we doing more show, though?
We may, but we got to gather more people, and we're going to end the news show. So thank you, PCL members. This has been the news show, and watch your PCL feeds for more from Andrew's birthday party 2016.
Awesome. Bye.
I'm goddamn pissed about this internet.